You're watching the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Americans are increasingly buying items from Canadian e-commerce sites. Mobile video viewing is extremely popular in Russia, and two famous sports brands have applied to the Indian government to launch e-commerce portals in the country. Americans are increasingly buying items from Canadian e-commerce sites, indicating a lucrative opportunity for Canadian businesses. PayPal reported a 20% increase in spending by Americans on Canadian e-commerce sites last year, with spending hitting $3.2 billion. Cross-border e-commerce is expected to grow by a further 10% this year. Vehicle parts were the most popular product category to be bought by Americans from Canadian sites, followed by clothing and software. Cheaper prices as a result of the weakness of the Canadian dollar against the American dollar have been touted as the key reason behind the rise. Better availability was also cited as another important reason. The American e-commerce market is worth $492 billion and has a digital buyer penetration rate of 76%. Research by Cisco Systems has found that mobile video viewing is extremely popular in Russia. There are around 122 million mobile users in Russia, with an average user totting up 1,816 megabytes of mobile data per month. Over half, 54% of that mobile data is going on watching videos online. Mobile video viewing is set to become even more popular over the next 4 years. By 2020, mobile video traffic is expected to account for 3/4 of all mobile data traffic. 4G data traffic currently accounts for just 17% of all mobile data traffic. By 2020, it's expected to be 65%. Russia has a mature mobile market with a mobile device penetration rate of 85%. The sports brands Adidas and Puma have applied to the Indian government to launch e-commerce portals targeting the country. At the end of 2015, the Indian government sought to make it easier for foreign companies to sell their products via e-commerce sites. The Indian government announced at the time it has been decided that an entity which has been granted permission to undertake SBRT will be permitted to undertake e-commerce activities. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth $11 billion and is growing rapidly, with online sales expected to reach $220 billion. By 2025, according to estimates by Merrill Lynch. The Chinese search engine Baidu has seen a 33% increase in its advertising revenues in the last quarter. Search advertising brought in around 18.7 billion yuan for the search giant in the last quarter, equivalent to $2.9 billion. Around 642 million Chinese people are online, equivalent to 46% of the country's population. Baidu is the most popular search engine in China, where it has around 60% of the search engine market share. And finally, companies targeting Africa need to adopt a different strategy to other markets, as people in the African continent are leapfrogging some technologies and going straight to others. Many African countries have gone straight to cloud computing and wireless internet connections, allowing for rapid growth and allowing companies to escape the constraints of suboptimal infrastructure. The news comes as Africa Internet Group announces that it's raised $326 million in funding, putting its value at over $1 billion, making it Africa's first unicorn company. It plans to use the money to expand its e-commerce site, Jumia. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.